Welcome to another episode of Football Tailgaters, where we talk everything about the NFL, including your picks for bets and fantasy. In today's episode, as usual, I have here with me Yams, the Texan Jets fan, Andy, the unbiased football fan, and myself, Aaron, the Cowboys fan. And in today's news, it broke like around, I think this morning, Kyler Murray, the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. We've talked about him before in the podcast. He gets an extension, and it's a five-year extension, and it's a $230.5 million deal, and is now one of the top-paid players in the NFL. And we're going to ask that question about, you know, how are they going to do this season? And then, you know, later on as well, we're going to talk about, so we're going to start to talk about bets we're going to have for the division winners for this season. And also, we're going to, if we have time, we're going to talk about who we're going to bet for what teams can go or will go to the Super Bowl. So we'll start off with the Kyler Murray situation. Yes, he got extended. I think it's kind of, you know, I mean, I guess for the market being set, you're kind of forced to pay these guys a lot because of what other teams do with their own players. And I think this is just me. Like, the first thing that popped in my head is, okay, Kyler Murray got extended. This is not good for the Ravens, I think. I think this is just, like, setting another kind of bar of, like, what Lamar Jackson might set here. So, but anyways, we're going to ask the question here, you know, how are the Cardinals going to do this season? What do you think, Yams?
Yeah, well, kind of what you said is it's not good for the Ravens, right? But it's a petty market. As you can see, when they're getting paid, it's, like, $100,000 more, so it's not a big deal. I mean, maybe $100,000 is a big deal. I'm not too sure, but that's kind of like the petty market that I'm seeing. Now, Kyler Murray is a decent quarterback. Something about him, though, I don't know if he's that special to be top five. At least for now, there's still time for him to make it to that level. The Cardinals did lose some key contributors to the team. Christian Kirk, he's gone. Chandler Jones, he's gone. DeAndre Hopkins, he's basically gone for the half season. He's suspended, so they obviously are going to miss a key player there. They'll have a rough start in the beginning, and I did say in the previous podcast that the Cardinals need a strong start to have a strong season. But I think with the return of Hopkins in the middle of the season, I'm hoping to see that they do rack up a whole bunch of wins throughout, you know, the middle of the season. With all that said and done, I do think they'll have a decent record. They are an okay team. They'll probably have a double-digit wins again like they had last year. I think they had 11-6. I'm not too sure. But they'll still be third in their division.
Yeah, well, for me, I was looking at their schedule. And for the Arizona Cardinals, I have them starting 0-3, actually. They start with Kansas City, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Los Angeles Rams. So I have them starting 0-3. Then after that, I have them winning 6 straight games. They have the Carolina Panthers, the Eagles, then Seattle, New Orleans, Minnesota, and Seattle again. They might lose one of those games, but that's how I have it for now. And then they go back and they play the Rams and then San Francisco, the Chargers. So if I go through the whole schedule, I have them as 9-8, actually. They probably will make the playoffs just because of how the NFC is of competition wise. So they're still a really good football team. They just need to get a little bit more chemistry and finish those games too, so they can get to that next level.
I'm looking at his salary. His salary is going to be around $46.1 million, which makes him the second highest player league wide behind Aaron Rodgers, which is $50.3 million. And it also puts Murray barely ahead of Deshaun Watson with $46 million. And Patrick Mahomes is getting $45 million. So I personally don't think he's worth as much as what, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Watson and all of those players got. I think it's interesting because sometimes I hear about how, like, you know, Kyler Murray is similar to Lamar Jackson, And if I had to pick between the two, I would pick Kyler Murray, but his size does kind of worry me because I feel like that limits him.
Yeah, talent-wise, he is better, but the problem is that he can't stay healthy, Kyler Murray. And Lamar Jackson, he can. So that's where I'm torn between those two.
Yeah, I choose Lamar Jackson here. One thing that you said, Andy, Murray can't stay healthy. And I think that Lamar Jackson just does much more special things with his legs. And I haven't really seen Kyler Murray do as that much with his legs as Lamar Jackson does.
Not as much as Lamar Jackson, but he does use his legs. Like, he's very quick and he gets first downs.
Yeah, when
like,
he has
constantly.
To, but
yeah.
And not as much as Lamar Jackson, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And not I think he's more accurate than Lamar Jackson.
Yes, yes, and he can throw those deep balls better than Lamar Jackson. And probably like what we were saying in our prior episode, like maybe that's the reason why Hollywood Brown left. And look where he landed, the Cardinals. So I think, and the replacement for Christian Kirk, it could be a good place. A good player to be. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But going back to what you were saying, Aaron, about like of him with his salary, his new salary.
Mm-hmm.
It's with the NFL and the quarterbacks, it's a lot of it has to do with the agent and pushing the team to be to show how the team is committed to the player and how happy you are. Like, prove it to me and make them the highest paid quarterback.
Yeah, this definitely gets rid of all the drama and speculation that they had earlier. I think we were even talking about how, you know, he might want out of there.
Exactly.
Kind of puts everything to rest here.
I don't know why there was so like reports coming out that Kyler Murray like has some personality issues. Like, if that came out of the Cardinals like organization, then I have no clue like what are you thinking? Like, that doesn't affect like money wise the situation. I mean, in my opinion, you're still gonna have to pay him top dollar. I believe only Aaron Rodgers is the only quarterback that is paid more than any other quarterback yearly, annually.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then it's Kyler Murray, and in the future probably going to be Lamar Jackson. But it is what it is in that certain play. I don't mind. I mean, again, I'm all for players to get paid, and I see your point that they're not supposed to get paid as much as like higher talent like Patrick Mahomes. But in this situation, because of the politicalness or in the debate between the agent, the player, and the team, they just have to show how committed they are to him, and that's what made him happy.
Yeah, I think that little, I guess, situation of you have to pay me top dollar to make me stay here and to, you know, because I'm the best you got. I think that's kind of silly because it's just kind of the markets for, I guess, like it's being set for all the teams, but for their own respective players. So you're making players getting paid top dollar that aren't as good as other players. And that kind of sucks, but you know, it is what it is. And I mean, I have nothing against him. I'm good for him because he is a good quarterback. I think I would take him over some quarterbacks that are like in the league right now. But I guess that would be another thing to talk about. But yeah, good for him. It's a 5-year extension. He's going to be making how much was it again? It was $46.1 million a year. And how much is guaranteed? Is it $160 million is guaranteed. So total contract is $230.5 million. Very interesting. So moving on from there, we're going to talk about betting now. We're going to start talking about betting, and we're going to talk about the division winners. We've spoken about the division rankings for a lot of these from the AFC and NFC. But now we're going to pick our bets for the division winners. Now, we're going to do this for every division, right, Andy?
Well, I was just saying not for every division. Is you're like each one of us, basically you pick whichever
one is the more likely
and that you would put in money that for sure that you think that they will win. So you don't have to pick for every division, just the ones that you for sure know that you, they're going to be winning, so you can make like profit from your bet. And we'll just stick with like with easy numbers. So we'll just stick with $100. You tell me which team you would think is going to win the division. I'll plug it in and tell you how much you will be profiting from.
Okay. I want to go second. So not it.
So you can go first, Yams.
Okay. Not financial advice. Okay.
Yes. Not financial advice. Let's make that disclosure.
Okay, and these are like my what I think they'll hit. These are like my jackpots, or not my jackpots, my savings, I guess.
Well, they're your locks, basically.
My locks, but you're suggesting ones that I feel most comfortable with.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
The least that you feel you're least gambling, that you feel like, oh, this is not. It's kind of like a lock. You feel like it's gonna be a winner.
Easy. It's pretty easy for me, honestly. It's only one.
Well, go for it. Tell me.
AFC East Buffalo.
What?
Okay.
All right. You need to think it over.
No. That's her luck. So
they're the ones that are like project to win to the Super Bowl. But anyways, that's my luck.
So that's your luck. If you put in $100 for them, you would get 144 with 44 cents. So you profit $44.
Woohoo!
So okay, we have Yam's lock. She only chose one, which is the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, I have more.
No, you said your lock. That's you said only one is your lock.
Okay, fine. You said 100%.
Yes, 100%. That's the only one you said, right? Or you have others?
No, I do. Yeah, no, I don't feel comfortable as much as this one. I do feel like Buffalo would be the winner for the AFC East.
Okay. So we'll stick with that one. All right. And now your turn, Aaron.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wow, really?
They are going against the Saints, Panthers, and Falcons. Come on.
Okay. So for them,
yeah,
you would with $100, you would profit $33. So total payout of $133.
And then I would also do, you know, I think I would also lock in the Bills as well. That's a pretty secure one. And that's it. The other ones are kind of risky, at least to me.
At least to you. Yeah, for sure. You know, funny you say that because I have the exact same like tickets that I feel comfortable with, which would be the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I wouldn't have to repeat. I don't have to repeat the winnings because it's the exact same thing. I would have the exact same tickets as you. My locks would be the Buffalo Bills and Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win your bets. That would be the division winners for me as a lock.
Mm-hmm. Because I was looking at the NFC North with the Packers, but the only ones that make me nervous is the Vikings. But I think that would be my like honorable mention here would be the Packers because the only competition there is Vikings.
Yeah, I agree with you.
They have a really good defense too, I think that they can carry them in a lot of the games if the offense underperforms.
Definitely, the problem is the Minnesota Vikings. They got a new head coach.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's why I'd be like kind of nervous about it, and I wouldn't lock it in. That's why it was like, kind of like my third option there.
Offensive minded, you have Justin Jefferson. You have
Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen still, and Dalvin Cook. So you have a team that can win. And then what did Green Bay do as upgrades in the offense? They didn't do anything. I believe Alan Lazard is like their top right receiver. Like really? So I wouldn't feel that
comfortable.
They have
Aaron Rodgers.
I know they have Aaron Rodgers, but
that's a lot.
It's still a question mark, though.
No, it's not. Because Vikings still have Kirk Cousins.
You know, with a head coach, it changes a lot of things. And this guy's an offensive minded coach. So I wouldn't feel too comfortable as my locks that I did with Buffalo and Tampa.
Well, so I mean, obviously, I agree with you. With you too, with going with Green Bay, I wouldn't be so scared with the Vikings, honestly. And you guys are bypassing the Colts. I think that one's also pretty pretty close for a lot.
The Titans still have a chance.
Who?
The Titans.
The Titans have only gone a little, have gone worse, not better.
No, but they have. No. I trust more like their coach than the Colts. And then the Colts got Matt Ryan, which I mean, he's a good quarterback, but we don't know the chemistry.
It's not bad. But remember how close they got with Wentz, and Matt Ryan is much better than Wentz.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, it's very true. But I still think the Tennessee Titans, since they've been going to the playoffs, even though they lost their biggest weapon, well, not their biggest weapon, their second biggest weapon, AJ Brown.
They replaced him with a new rookie that's probably kind of
who knows, right?
Who knows the situation, but they still have Derrick Henry. I don't feel comfortable just putting in the Colts as lock though.
I mean the only one I feel absolutely comfortable is Buffalo. It could be just because it's the division that I know the most, AFC East. Tampa Bay, I may be okay with that. I kind of feel like New Orleans might just creep up there. And I feel that Colts is probably more of a slam dunk over Tampa Bay winning. But again, I've learned many times either I don't bet or I don't bet against Tom Brady. So
wait, that was confusing. Either you don't bet against Tom Brady.
Right. So I just avoid it. But if
avoid
I'm going,
Tom Brady in general.
Yeah, if I have to bet, then I just bet for Tom Brady, because I've learned anytime where I say, oh, okay, the Saints, I think the Saints, like Tom Brady is, no, I learned pretty hard than not to bet against Tom Brady. So that's why I just avoid it overall.
Now, what about AFC North with Baltimore, Bengals, and Browns, Steelers? That one, I feel like Bengals might be a sleeper here.
No,
but
not
Ravens,
sleepers.
Ravens are favored to win it right now.
Yeah,
160.
Yeah, I think it should be Bengals wins it because they've only improved. And the Baltimore also improved. So yeah, that one's a pretty tough one. I think Baltimore is a sleeper.
But Bengals is a sleeper because they're less likely to win than Ravens. That's what I was saying.
That's nuts to me. They were in the Super Bowl. Why are they sleepers?
Well, that's what it says on DraftKings.
let me give you my insight of why they're not favorite. So and also I was looking at this division too, because I mean they did go to the Super Bowl, like Yams was saying, but with you still have Pittsburgh Steelers, which a lot of people are not thinking too much of. They have Trubisky, which he looked really well in Buffalo. And they still have Najee Harris, as he's a workhorse in the running game. And they also have decent wide receivers. So with a good competent coach with Mike Tomlin, I have no clue what the Steelers might be able to bring. Maybe they'll be a surprise for this division. Then you have the Cleveland Browns, which, yes, they're a mess with Watson, and we don't know what's going on. But once Watson comes in here, then you can put it, I mean, you can bank it that he's going to win some games and probably against this division. I don't know how many games he's going to be suspended. They're saying 6, 8, the whole season. We don't know. But if he does play, I do believe in his talent that he can win some games with this division. And the Baltimore Ravens, that's just the biggest question for me, for them to be the favorites. I don't agree
Sounds
for them
like
to be
sleepers.
The Ravens. Yeah, I believe Cincinnati Bengals should be the favorites at the moment, not the Baltimore Ravens. But it's the Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson. He still is a really good talent. And Harbaugh, the head coach, he actually makes some moves and does some creativity to be able to put him in that position to win. So it's not that easy to say, oh, let's just pick Cincinnati Bengals. You still have a third-year coach here, and you have other teams having film on the Cincinnati Bengals throughout the whole season so they can be prepared, because they didn't have that with Joe Burrow the previous year because he got injured. They only had college tape, and now they have a whole season worth of tape to actually stand against them. So I wouldn't feel that comfortable just betting on the Cincinnati Bengals to win the division.
I feel like he's able to produce what he was able to produce last season. And
I don't know at that level, though, because he started to get hot and towards the end. In the beginning, he was getting kind of...
Yeah, but he has all-star receivers here, dude. Like, I feel like receivers can actually just help out. Like, yeah, they have tape on him, but can they actually stop their primetime wide receivers that they have? The
O-line is still sort of an issue, in my opinion.
No, they improved. They addressed it in the draft.
But that doesn't mean that's going to be completely addressed just because you get on a big-time offensive line.
I think whatever they had last season is...
It's an improvement.
Compared to right now, it's an improvement.
It's an improvement, but I wouldn't say it's okay. You're ready to go.
I would say so.
I was just saying there were an offensive line away from winning the Super Bowl, I think. We'll move on from that one and talk about our Super Bowl picks for bets here as well. So we're going to keep talking about the bets, and we're going to pick our Super Bowl favorites here. And you guys can go first, Yams or Andy.
It's way too early for this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you were saying there's a team that they were a favorite in going to the Super Bowl.
That was me.
No, Yams was saying Yams. Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills are the favorite, and I agree. I think this year it's Super Bowl or bust for the Buffalo Bills. Like, you know, get it together, get there or not. Because I'm kind of tired of you kind of, you know, being in my way. So. I think Buffalo, and for the NFC.
So hold on. So for Buffalo for the AFC. Bills, this is to win the Super Bowl. So if you put $100 for the
Win the Super Bowl,
to win the Super Bowl.
Oh gosh, come on.
Well, that's what we're talking about. All right. Here.
Tampa.
That would be your lock to win the Super Bowl?
I guess. It's too early. I don't know.
How is it too early? We're like 2 weeks away from
preseason.
Well, because
I would put like more than one lock. I'm not going to just put it all on one team.
Well, that's
not smart money.
That will be your lock. Like, if you had to choose who would win the Super Bowl, if you had to only choose one team, who would it be? You say Tampa Bay. Do you confirm or no?
Do I confirm or no? I don't confirm, no.
So which one would it be?
It's because it's hard. I can't just...
I'm putting the Rams.
No.
I think they're going to repeat.
Oof. See, I agree with Aaron. That's my pick, too.
That defense is phenomenal.
They
got a veteran QB, and they got Cooper Kupp. That's it.
Yeah, no, and they added Allen Robinson.
Oh, yeah, Allen Robinson. Yeah, I forgot about that. That's true.
That would be cool, right, for the Rams. I want to choose the Rams. I want to choose the Rams, but just because of history, you know, there hasn't been a Super Bowl team to go back-to-back and win it. That, for me, I just don't see it happening because of that. And that's why I either choose... I mean, it's because I can't just choose one, but fine. Freaking Tom Brady.
Why are you so mad about it?
Because I don't
want... Oh, you just said you wouldn't bet with him or against him.
I either bet... If I'm going to bet, I just don't bet against him. That's... He's... I have a love-hate relationship with Tom Brady, okay? It's confusing.
What's the love?
That's it.
You know, the last time there was a back-to-back Super Bowl winner was the New England Patriots with Tom Brady back in 03.
No, there has not been a back-to-back winners.
Yes, there
has. No, there hasn't. You might want to check again.
Yeah, I'm seeing the list right here in front of me.
You're probably getting confused with appearances, and no team has gone back-to-back Super Bowl winners.
The Patriots won against the Carolina Panthers, and then the following year against the Eagles.
The Patriots, the Broncos, the Cowboys, 49ers, Steelers, Miami, and Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers being the first one in the second Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, that's the very first one with Vince Lombardi, the Lombardi Trophy.
Yep.
And then you have the dominance of Pittsburgh Steelers defense back in the 70s, back to back. And then you have San Francisco 49ers with Joe Montana.
Mm.
Then Dallas Cowboys with the triplets. The Denver Broncos with...
Elway?
It was Elway, and I'm not too sure if it was only Elway on that one. And
was it... And then Miami Dolphins, who was that one?
You know, I don't know. I can't tell you that, but I believe that was the only team that was able to win all the games, including the Super Bowl, but that's when they had like less games.
So that was in 2003 and 2004?
Yes, ma'am.
And that was the Patriots?
That was the Patriots.
Yeah, they were the last ones to do it.
Yeah, they beat Carolina, and then they beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
She just put it, and she tried erasing it from her memory, that's why. It was like, that's not true, that's not true, and then she believed her own lie. Super Bowl.
I guess I meant to say, I don't remember then. Maybe there's been no coach that has went to another team and won the Super Bowl. Is that maybe what?
That's what you're correct. There hasn't been a coach that has won a Super Bowl, gone to another team, and won a Super Bowl.
Oh,
that
is okay. Correct. Well, it's been a long time since anyone has done this, since 2004. So I'm just going to stick with what I just said. Tampa Bay.
I mean, they did get the tight end, Kyle Rudolph. I'm not too sure how big of an impact he will be. He's replacing
What other
Gronkowski.
I don't think they've made any, I think they've been pretty intact.
Well,
that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
They haven't made any big moves because they're not really able to because they just kind of have everyone locked down in contracts right now.
Losing Gronk was a big factor.
Yeah.
Was a really big factor. And if they still had Antonio Brown, I mean, I would feel more comfortable being a lock. But since I know Antonio Brown and all those issues that has happened. But if Gronk was there and Antonio Brown with Godwin and Evans, geez, how much of a monster do you want? Maybe just the better running backs and you'll be set.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I think the Rams are a bigger lock, an easier lock, I think, because they've made improvements. I completely forgot. Yeah, Allen Robinson was a good addition. He didn't have a good season at all this past season, but, I mean, look at the team he was surrounded with.
Yeah. Allen Robinson's a huge addition. And they got, in the defense, they got
Bobby Wagner, yep.
But I mean, the Tampa Bay has Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Those are good. They have Russell Gage.
Cooper Kupp's better, and they got Allen Robinson, which is a good number two. And he's a number one in other teams.
Yeah.
With the Rams, it's also the defense. I mean, you have
Aaron Donald.
You have the best player, is considered the best player in the NFL, Aaron Donald.
Well, who's the favorite to win?
You said it was the Bills.
No, well, the AFC. Yeah, AFC.
No. Overall.
Yeah, overall. Overall
is the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, well.
Well, you're the one that changed it, not me.
No, I was confused. I was predicting, matchups. So, yeah, AFC Bills.
No, we're picking our Super Bowl winners.
Winners. Here. Okay, well, I kind of got thrown off by this, the topic. My bad.
Yeah, you're good.
Well, if you want to know. So, first is the Buffalo Bills. Then second favorite to win the Super Bowl is the Buccaneers. So you're kind of close to your way of thinking, Yams. Thinking the Buffalo Bills and Tampa Bay because they could be a matchup in the Super Bowl. After the Buccaneers, you have Green Bay Packers. But the Green Bay Packers are sort of tied in the odds with... They're not sort of, they are tied. The Green Bay Packers are tied with the Kansas City Chiefs. Then it's the Rams. It's the Rams and then the Chargers. And then we can go on with the 49ers tied with the Broncos.
Pretty high up there, in my opinion.
Again, you guys are not appreciating Russell Wilson's talent.
And the fact that the Cowboys follow up right behind them, you start losing me on this list. Once I see Broncos in the top, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, top 10. They're capable of being top 10 with Wilson, but I don't think it's a guarantee.
I think the Cowboys is just the way for Las Vegas to play around with Cowboys fans because a lot of Cowboys fans are delusional. Yeah, they're delusional. Honestly, they shouldn't be this high at all. I would put the Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Cardinals, higher than them for sure.
Yep.
They should be in the middle.
Who could be your sleeper?
Sleeper? Chargers.
I'm good with that too. Chargers. But if I have to go really down and just pick a team that I feel they're really good and ready, but I have a problem with that new head coach. It will be the Las Vegas Raiders. They're stacked in offense, and they're really good on defense too. But yeah, the head coach, I'm just a big question mark, because I've seen him be a head coach before, and I don't know how much in his ego is. So it'll be very interesting. But they have a monster team. But that would be the one that I would be like, you know what? It could be a sleeper. Maybe just put a little bit of money into them. If you put in $100 on the Las Vegas Raiders, it pays you $4,100. So it pays you $4,000.
That's good money.
That's awesome money for you. So it's not a bad bet.
That's a fun gamble.
Yeah, that's a completely gamble. You're probably going to lose it, but if you do win, like, geez.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Aaron. I think the sleeper could be the Chargers.
If you put in the Chargers as a sleeper, if you put in $100 for them,
like $2,000,
and you would win $1,000. It's $1,500 payout.
You know, I would just throw in like maybe like, you know, $25, you know, to the Jets.
Oh my gosh.
You know, just for fun.
You know what? Me too. Why not?
Well, if you put in $25, I still feel more comfortable putting in the Raiders. If you put $25, they pay you $3,275.
$25, what is that? You know, gas?
No, not even. Not anymore.
Not even?
Not anymore.
Half a tank.
Not at this point.
Half a tank.
No.
A quarter of a tank.
With $25, maybe a foot long in Subway now? I don't know. But
I think the Eagles are pretty high up there.
They're in the middle. They're in the middle. They have AJ Brown now. So
yeah, and they have a good defense.
Yeah, good defense. It's just it's the quarterback. It's kind of like with Miami, and Miami is lower than the Eagles.
Yeah, quite a bit by a good margin.
I would feel more comfortable picking Miami, honestly, because of how many like weapons have. Honestly,
But nah.
But they're Miami has the same odds as the Las Vegas Raiders, so you would win the same thing. But no, I wouldn't do that. But so the team that is the least favorite to win the Super Bowl, Rams, can you guess it?
Texans?
Yeah, it's the Texans. I was going to mock you and say the Jets, but...
No, they have a lot of hope this year. They could win it all. They could be the Bengals of last year.
Hold on to that hope. Hold on to that
hope. The Jaguars are above them, which I think is pretty funny. I don't agree with that. And I don't agree with the Giants being above them either.
Above who?
The Jets.
Well, I guess they're tied.
They're tied. But they look at them the same. But I would put the Giants lower than that. I do put the Jets tied with the Jaguars. Honestly, it's a better quarterback as of now. For now, and the head coach beats completely the head coach of the Jets.
You don't know it's a better quarterback
for now.
You don't even know. No.
I would pick.
You're basing it off. You're basing it off what you saw in college, because that's what you saw. Trevor Lawrence much more than Zach Wilson. That's the only reason why you're saying Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback.
Two of the worst performing starting quarterbacks.
They were
in the whole season or in the whole league last season.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
Wasn't Wilson like dead last or? And then it was Lawrence. I don't remember, but I know them being in the bottom two, which I thought was funny. And I like Wilson. I think he's more exciting to me than Lawrence. I think Lawrence is just a safe option. I can see Lawrence being more of like a kind of like a scheme quarterback. Like he only fits in certain teams. And I feel like Wilson is more flexible, at least what I've seen. I feel like he's capable of being something like that. It's way too early to tell, though.
It is way too early. And, you know, that's just the thing with quarterbacks. Like, if they're taken in so early, they're being drafted to horrible teams. So they're not really in the best environment and the best atmosphere with, you know, the best place to start. You know, it's just how people say, oh, you know, the Jets could have gotten Josh Allen instead of Sam Darnold. You know, it would have been a different development for him. Maybe he wouldn't be developed the way he is now. So...
Well, yeah, I completely agree with you there, but there is some case scenarios that quarterbacks go into a team that is not good and then they do win. Well,
Joe Burrow was number one in 2020, and he went to the Super Bowl.
It's a perfect example, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. This New York Jets is the Bengals of this, you know, this year. Just watch and wait. You'll see.
What am I going to see?
The Jets in the Super Bowl?
I'm going to see the Jets in the Super Bowl this year?
Yes.
And you can't call Cowboy fans like delusional anymore.
You need to lock me up if they ever go to the Super Bowl. Because I will break things.
Oh, man.
They're still developing their team. It's way too early. You got time. I mean.
No, it's not way too early. This is the moment.
For the Jets.
It's not the moment because they just draft.
Definitely not the moment.
It's not the moment at all. These drafted players you don't know that they're going to take you to that level. You still have to see what is going to happen with these draft picks. If they're busts or they are actually solid picks. You don't know. Like a lot of these
That they're solid picks. It's just like Ja'Marr Chase. He was a rookie. He took him there. He was there. Yep. So, I mean, it can happen. I'm just saying.
But you're comparing Joe Burrow with Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad comparison. For now, it's a bad comparison. Things can change.
That's
sports.
What I'm saying. It's too early. We've only seen 1 year of him. Just give him some time. He's getting the pieces as well. Hopefully these draft picks that they had this past draft works out for them. I think they were pretty good.
Yeah. I give first round. Well, I give any quarterback that's just starting with a team like as a rookie. I give them 3 years. And if by the third year they're not improving, it's like still stagnant, then you got to move on and you got to move on quickly before you have to pay other players and maneuver the salary cap, all of that stuff. So you have to show improvement by the third year. Each year you have to show improvement, of course. Second year you have to show improvement. But by the third one, it has to be a massive good improvement that you can feel that you can take to this team to the next level, which is, of course, it's the playoffs and so on to the Super Bowl. So we need to see some improvement for Zach Wilson this year. And if it's the same as we saw it in the first half of last year, then the Jets have a problem and there's going to be question marks this year. And I wouldn't even, I wouldn't be surprised if there's talks about drafting a quarterback for next draft, because there are some really good quarterbacks coming up in the next draft.
Depends on where they finish. They might not finish low enough to where they can draft a good quarterback. Because, I mean, how many are we talking about here?
I believe there's like four good, solid quarterbacks that are coming on the next year's draft.
Then maybe it is possible
for
them, depending on how they do this coming season, which I don't think they're going to do that bad. I think they'll be under 500 for sure, but...
I'm getting depressed. Let's just.
Hey, I mean, I don't know.
No, I mean, you have the quarterback from Ohio, CJ Stroud. You have the Alabama quarterback, Bryce Young. So you have the Will Levis from Kentucky, Tanner McKee from Stanford. So you do have some. For me, it starts off with Bryce Young and CJ, but. We shall
just
see.
Give them like one more year. I think after this season, they're gonna, if they keep doing the right moves, whatever opportunity presents itself in the free agency, they need to start getting veterans at some point. Start getting some veteran talent, some good free agent pickups. I don't know who's gonna be a free agent after this season, but they need to start. I think after this season, they need to start looking into bringing in veteran talent if they think they're going in the right direction. If they're not going in the right direction, I think they need to look back at the draft and kind of focus on their one or two more years. And then, but the eventual move is they need to look for veterans because they're getting too many rookies here.
Robert Saleh is another question. We don't know if he's a good head coach or not. Based on last year, it wasn't that amazing. So again, like Aaron is saying, we have to see this whole season to see how it plays out, because both of those guys are in question mark, the head coach and the quarterback. We don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm just tired of the whole circus of looking for a quarterback. But yeah, I guess we're just going to have to wait and see how he plays this year and how the new coach in his second year, how it all turns out. But
I think I'd be more worried about Saleh than Wilson, honestly.
I'm not... Saleh is probably locked in for like two, what year is he in? Three more years.
So I don't think they finish right under 500. Do you think the rumors are going to start stirring up?
Not unless it's a complete disaster, but if there's some slight improvement, I think he's locked in for another year.
Are we talking about like a 314 season?
No, then yeah, there'd be questions. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and even if it's 314, you still have to see how the games were. Is it the whole team that's just messing up and they're not organized? Mm-hmm. Or is it just Zach Wilson that is just the problem that's missing, holding on to the ball too much?
Just look at the reference when we went to go see them in person against the other worst team as well, the Texans.
Well, they didn't
went to go see them live. I thought they were fine. Wilson
fine
was making
doesn't
rookie
cut
mistakes.
It nowadays. It's just fine doesn't
but
cut it nowadays.
The rookies, hold on. They're rookies. You need to give them time. Not everyone's going to be a complete stud because those are a diamond in the roughs, obviously, like Joe Burrow, if he performs well this season. But they were doing pretty good for the amount of time they've been in the league. And they were doing rookie mistakes. And that's just something that just have to clean up throughout the years that they're going to be there. And they'll be fine. I think they'll be fine. I think Andy is bringing a good point here. I think the coaching is what I'd be more worried about. That's in my opinion.
And you know that game that we saw against the Houston Texans, the Jets against the Houston Texans last year? I was very I got nervous for Yams when Tyrod Taylor went down and the rookie Mills came in. Because he started playing pretty well, and I know that him coming off a rookie, I did like this quarterback because I've seen him play a little bit, and I'm like, this guy can actually play.
And, yeah, he can.
And with Tyrod Taylor, we've seen him through so many years already that we already know what we have with him. So I know that the struggle was going to happen against the Texans, so I felt more confident that the Jets were going to win. But once he came in, I got a little nervous, honestly. But they came out with the win at the end. Maybe if Mills played the whole game, it would have been a different story.
Yeah, for sure. He's going to be interesting. Yeah, he's going to be someone to watch, I think. Mills?
Oh, yeah.
Someone who's definitely in a bad team, but you have to keep an eye on just to see what happens.
You know, just for fun, I put just $25 that the Houston Texans would win the division, not the Super Bowl. Just for fun. And it pays you $775. So it's a $750 profit. And they play against the Titans, the Colts, and the Jaguars. So it's not like a crazy scenario that if Mills plays really well that and the new head coach does some like good maneuvers that they can actually win this division. And for $25 to win $750, that's not a bad gamble in my opinion, honestly.
Yeah, I guess. I wouldn't do it personally. But
yeah, I wouldn't do it. Yeah. You have the Colts in there. No. It's too...
Yeah.
I like the Raiders going to the Super Bowl more.
Yeah. I do like that too.
I didn't even notice that, but that's a very good point. They're pretty... They're right next to the Dolphins, which I think is kind of crazy. Yeah. Well, so that was our picks. So for the Super Bowl, I picked the Rams... I think Andy picked the Rams as well, and you're picking the Buccaneers, right, Rams?
Right.
Nice. Okay. Well, I think the Rams are going to win. I don't think the Buccaneers, I don't know. I just don't feel really good about them. But anyways, that's just my opinion. Unless we have anything else to say about those topics, are we good here?
No, we're just getting close to the season. We're almost two and a half, maybe close to 3 weeks for the preseason to start. There's teams reporting I think the Raiders were the first ones to training camp. And we're going to keep seeing teams. So the question will be, in my opinion, on the training camp is what's going on with Deebo Samuel. Is he going to be reporting to training camp?
He's a good
camp?
Fantasy watch as well.
Yeah.
A big-time fantasy watch. So that's what we're going to keep our eye on.
And I wanted to see here because, I don't know if I want to. Well, yeah, whatever, sure. He's being picked like 19 overall. He's averaging like a 19 overall draft pick in fantasy.
Yeah, but my problem with him in fantasy is he made it loud and clear that he doesn't want to be a wide receiver slash running
back.
That's
what I'm saying. And you're making a good point that we need to see what's going to happen in training camp. You know, how are they going to use him? He is a gamble for sure in the draft. Like, I don't know. But I think his value has definitely dropped based on those reports.
But also, if he's going to be reporting, because he wants a contract. So we don't know if he's going to even show up. And if he does, like you're saying, how are they going to use him?
Yep. We'll see with that. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing stuff like that soon. But yeah, training camp starting in a couple days, right? This coming week, or like around the 26th, I think.
For most teams, yeah. Next week, I start reporting next week.
Yep. So we'll see what comes up there. But for now, we'll just keep on dreaming and hoping for this season to come sooner rather than, you know, feeling like it's forever, because I hate the off season so much. It gets so boring, and I feel like I don't even know the teams anymore. But anyways, yeah, that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. You know, you can follow us on our socials for football_tailgaters, for Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. And yeah, I mean, until next time, see you guys later.
Thank you.
Bye.